Hey, 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 closet dwellers and closet busters. It is time once again for that Friday podcast where you just get me. Yeah, me, Rick Clemens. That guy, that bold guy, that coming out guy that helps you break out of those closets to live your life uncloseted. And so today I want to start with three words. I don't know. Those three words drive me frickin' crazy. Especially when I say them, but even more so when my daughter says them or someone else says them, because I actually believe we all do know things. We know what we want. We know where we want to be. We use I don't know as a detractor. And oftentimes, the more we say I don't know, the more we closet ourselves into false beliefs that we actually really don't know something. We start buying into that bullshit. So the reason I'm bringing this up today is because I've started seeing patterns in myself again. I'm saying, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. When I actually do know, I do know a lot of things. Now, my life has been kind of crazy, and it's really crazy for the next month because I'm traveling. I'm doing some big events. And at times, I stand there and I go, I don't know what's next. I don't know. But when I stop and I take a breath and I really listen to myself, I actually do know. I do know what's next. And here's how I've started to step through this process of getting over the hump, getting out of the I don't know closet. So here's four things I would love to share with you that I use that are helping me a whole lot when I start feeling those moments of I don't know. So here we go. Number one, I get curious. I ask myself, okay, well, what would happen if you did know? What might be on the other side of I don't know? And I start to just brainstorm. You know, if I don't know exactly what my next steps are, well, what do you think your next steps could be? If I don't know what might happen if I make this decision versus that decision, I go and I get curious about trying to figure out what both decisions' outcomes might be. So curiosity is a great place to start. Number two, get committed. Now you can say, okay, I'm going to figure that stuff out, but I want to get committed to stop saying, I don't know. Instead, change things like, I don't know right now, but I will in the future. Or, I'm not sure I know, but I'd sure like to know. Get committed to changing your language around things like, I don't know. Sometimes we might say, I don't know, when we really mean, I don't have the answer now. Sometimes we may say, I don't know, because we don't want to know. But whatever you do, get committed to figuring out how you can start to change your language. The third thing I do, which I do a lot of work in this arena because I feel like confidence is something that I'm always working on. I'm a pretty confident guy, and I really love being confident in the world. So I get really confident that I do know. Even if I don't have an answer right away, I change my physiology. I change my posture. I stand taller, throw my shoulders back. A lot of times I'll stand up. In fact, I would stand up right now. It would make so much noise because I'd be sliding my chair out in my office and everything. But I get really confident and go, okay, I will know. I do know. I'm going to know. I get really positive about these things. And what's so interesting is as soon as you change the word and you say, I am confidently going to know the answer very soon, or I'm going to know the answer by such and such a date, you will find amazing things begin to happen. And the fourth tool that I use, the fourth word, you notice that the first three were C words, curious, committed, and confident. You got it? Same with me. Curious, committed, confident. And the last one is care, but it actually is I don't care. I don't care if I don't know. And these are the things that distract us, are the things that we think we got to know, but we really don't. Yeah, it's kind of crazy that we do that, right? I got to know this. Really? So is that going to change your whole trajectory of life if you don't know this? And this is where I invite you to step out of your habitual patterns and get out of your frickin' closets and sometimes say, I don't have to know. And it's a beautiful thing when you do that, because when you can say, I don't have to know, then you're released from that energy, you're released from having to know the answer to that. And you can start to move forward saying, I don't know, to the things you don't know, and start to really work on the ones that matter. Okay, so you got it? Is that helpful? Because I want you to live your life uncloseted from the words, I don't know. So let's recap really quickly. First step, be curious. Go get curious about figuring out what you do know. Go find the answers to the I don't knows. Number two, be committed. Take the committed steps to either go stick with finding out what you do know, or be committed to going, it doesn't matter right now. Or maybe be committed to, I'll figure that out at another date. The third thing is confidence. Be completely confident in yourself so that you're ready to go do that thing you're supposed to do, find out that stuff you're supposed to know, so on and so forth. And finally, the last thing is you don't have planes fly over when you're trying to record a podcast. So if you can hear that, I'm sorry about that. But you know, hey, live podcasting, what a thrill. But the last thing you do is you learn to say, I don't care. For those things that aren't important to having to know, I don't know, but I don't care, release. Let them go. Got it? Yay! I'm so excited that you guys were here with me today to go through the journey of I don't know. So go out there, have a great weekend, and anytime you feel yourself getting ready to say, I don't know, stop, pause, take a breath, and either get curious, committed, confident, or say, I don't care. And that's it. We'll wrap it up for this week. I'm Rick Clemens, that bold guy that's making you help simple steps to live life uncloseted. Thanks for listening, and have a super duper fabulous weekend, everybody. Take care.